Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, a glowing candle filled with love and joy, unconditional love, showering it upon every boy and girl in the entire universe. Every night I sit on these bedside tables. Sometimes I'm an incandescent lamp, sometimes I'm a candle, I'm all sorts of things. Once I was even just a glowing ember left over from the fireplace that was set in an ashtray and brought to the side of the table. But I'm all sorts of things because I am just pure love. I travel the world and have great experiences with boys and girls everywhere. Last night I was with a boy who was a nice kid, and he was a very dutiful boy, very honorable, very loving. He did everything his parents asked him to do. He did everything that his mother and father wanted him to do, and his other people in the family wanted him to do. He had a grandmother there and a grandfather, and he had aunts and uncles in the house. He had a very, very full, very busy house. And he was a very obedient boy, very loving and very caring. And then, one day, he went home from school. And when he came home from school, his grandmother greeted him at the door and said, "Joseph, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your mother and father died in an accident this afternoon, and they won't be home anymore." And Joseph was very unhappy about this, of course. He said, "What did I do wrong? What did I do that made God take them away from me? What did I do that made God take my mommy and daddy away from me? What did I do? I tried to do everything right. I tried to be a good boy. I tried to do everything that they asked me, everything that everybody asked me. I wanted to be so good. Now, why did God take them away from me? Why did God take mommy and daddy away from me?" And Grandma said, "Joseph, come here. Let's sit down together for a moment." And they sat down on the big, soft, cushy couch in the living room where he often sat with his father and his mother. And he remembered how he sat there with them and how they made him laugh and made him feel so important and so wonderful, and how they made him feel that he was a wonderful boy. He remembered so well the experiences he had with his mother and dad. And his grandmother said, "Joseph, you're 9 years old. And this is a very tough experience, and it's a tough time of your life to lose your mom and dad. But Joseph, just remember one thing. Though your grandmother and I myself and your granddad and your aunts and uncles and other people are in the house here with you, they'll never take the place of your mom and dad. Because your mom and dad were always very loving and very near in your heart, and they'll always be there. Every time you close your eyes, you can remember your mom and dad and the things that they said to you. Every time you're out playing ball with your friends, you can remember what your mom and dad said. They always said, 'Joseph, play the best game you can, but you don't have to win.' Remember how your father took you down to the river and taught you how to go fishing. And he said, 'Joseph, it's not the matter of how many fish you catch, but the time you spend here and what you do with your mind while you're fishing. If you want, you can fish and look for fish and bring home fish, and that's fine too. Or, if you like, everyone thinks that fishermen are quiet people. They want to be meditative and quiet. And so people respect that about fishermen. And Joseph, if you are a fisherman, you are meditative and quiet." And he remembered what his dad said. And he remembered how his dad didn't tell him that's what he had to do or didn't have to do. He just told him, "That's one way of looking at life." Joseph remembered all of the wonderful things about his mother and his father. And as the days went on, Joseph found that what his grandmother told him was very important. That the grandmother and grandfather were there, and the aunts and uncles were there, but mom and dad were always there in his heart, in his memory. And no matter what he did, he would always be having a little piece of them be remembered in his joyous feeling about it. And he would say, "Yes, Mom, I know what you want me to do. Yes, Dad, I can do that. Yes, Dad, I'm always making myself proud of myself. Dad, you taught me this, and I believe it, and I love it. Dad, I like you so much, Dad. Yeah, whatever you're doing, Dad, I know you're doing it's great, and you're having a great time. And I know that you left, but it wasn't because of me. Grandma told me that. It was just the accident, and it wasn't something I did or something I made happen. It just that it happened. And Dad, have a great time wherever you are. Mom, I love you. I say, I bless you every night as I go to sleep, as I say my prayers, and as I talk to Mr. Candle, I say how much I enjoyed you. And Mr. Candle sometimes brings me stories about you, because Mr. Candle is everywhere. Mr. Candle is in every heart, and he was in the hearts of you, Mom and Dad, and I remember. Joseph grew up, and soon he was 16 years old. And he had his younger brothers and sisters, and he would always tell them how wonderful his mother and father were, how wonderful their mother and father were. And he would explain to them how he remembered the beautiful things that they told him to do. And in doing this, his younger brothers and sisters grew up with a healthy, strong attitude about life and about the passing, where people go to other dimensions and we don't see them any longer. That doesn't mean they don't exist, just we don't see them any longer. And we release them and let them go. And Joseph came to a full understanding of this, and yes, he missed his mom and dad. But he was so thankful for his grandmom and his granddad, and he was so thankful for the uncles, and he was so thankful for his younger brothers and sisters that he could share with them what his mother and father taught to him. Oops, hey, look at there. Walking in the door is Mr. Sandman. And he's got a bag of phosphorescent pixie dust, and it's spilling out of his bag as he walks along. My goodness, he's going to put the ants and the mice and the puppy dogs to sleep and everything. What a crazy guy. Mr. Sandman's going to put the sand, the pixie dust, on everybody so you can dream happy dreams and think happy thoughts and live in a very beautiful and a happy world. Because that's just the way Mr. Sandman does. So, boys and girls, take your mom and dad in your arms now and hug them good and say, "Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you." Joseph couldn't do that. He could only do that in memory. And he could take his grandma and grandpa into his arms and tell them he loves them, and his brothers and sisters and tell them, because he wanted to tell everybody that he loved them while he had them, because they might be moving on to other dimensions and he didn't want them ever to get away from him without knowing how much he loved them. And he told them again and again and again, and he hugged his mom and his dad, his grandma and his grandparent, because he loved them so much. And you, my friends, you can love your mom and your dad and your family with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, and know that they are always with you, physically or in your memory, as a lovely, lovely experience for you. So, boys and girls, good night, happy dreams, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.